Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Nimja Live, Sweet Self-Esteem. This file is an inspiration to allow some subtle changes possible in your life. And yet, it's also just a moment of relaxation, of something sweet and gentle. One of those moments where you're allowed to just sit down and relax. Maybe even laying down, listening to a bedtime story, or who knows. It's really nice sometimes to listen, to let yourself drift and just focus on the things outside of you. Because while you listen, your body will do all kinds of nice things. For example, you might notice that while my words continue to flow, your breathing will slow. And as your breathing slows, so does the activity in your head. There might still be some thoughts spread around, but they're fine. They're completely natural to have. This is not like sleeping after all. No, this is more like a moment of relaxation, a time out of reality, if you will. Because sometimes all we need is a moment's rest. Now I would like you to participate just a little. It'll be really easy. All you have to say is yes. And when I ask a question, you'll find that saying yes and relaxing into that answer will feel really nice, comfortable. Are you ready? That's right, yes. And while you are listening, you may notice that answering yes will get easier, because that would be nice, wouldn't it? As if each and every answer allows you to focus a little more, so that you can let go and listen. Because that would be really nice, wouldn't it? And each and every answer allows you to listen a little better. Do you feel that? And it's nice when your body slows down and your breathing follows the simple words, so that you can let go a little more with each and every yes, all right? Very good. Now with each and every yes, you'll also find that the words I speak can flow into your unconscious. You don't have to do anything for this. The answering just helps you to get into the right frame of mind. Okay? Very nice. Every answer is just another step deeper. Sometimes you might find yourself saying yes whenever there's a pause, even if I haven't asked a question yet. Because responding automatically can feel really nice. Now, while you're feeling nice, I'd like to discuss some things related to self-esteem, all right? They're very simple. They're very basic things that each one of us kind of knows, but it might sometimes be strange to accept it. But you'd like to, wouldn't you? I'm sure that you like the idea of being listened to, heard and understood. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? And the same goes for the other way, that when someone talks to you, that you're spoken to respectfully, treating you with dignity. Now the other things are a bit more complex. For example, wouldn't it be nice if you allowed yourself to appreciate the attention and affection that people around you have for you? Because the more you appreciate that, the more you become aware of how much you actually get it. And with that also comes the recognition of the accomplishments in your environment. And it would be so nice to know that the things you do are appreciated, wouldn't it? And the same goes for any mistakes or failures that happen, because they're okay. It's all right to sometimes mess up a little. And it's really nice when people accept and help you learn from the things that happen, wouldn't it? One of the really nice things is that the more you allow yourself to just be you, to be normal. You don't need to be the main character of some fantastical adventure. You can be, if you like. But nobody will make you. Allow yourself to live your life, your story in your way. And appreciate the opportunities you get to learn, to become stronger, and be able to respond to the things that happen to you. Every part of your life, everything that happens to you, can allow you to grow from it. So, will you consider giving yourself that chance? Will you allow yourself to forgive yourself? Will you let yourself learn and grow from the things that you encounter? Can you accept that you are allowed to be the person of your story? You don't have to be special, and you still are. What you can give to the people around you and yourself is unique to you. And self-esteem is a skill, just like any other. It comes easier for some, and it's more difficult for others, and this is okay. Practice makes perfect, and we can't practice without making some mistakes. In fact, the mistakes are what we learn from the most. That my words can give you a little comfort, a bit of recognition for the things that you're dealing with. I know that I'm not always sure of myself, that I doubt the work that I make and wonder if it's good enough. But I also know that my efforts are still appreciated by those around me. and I know that yours will too. And remember, practice makes perfect. Most of the people that you see out there are practiced because that's the things that you see. The more skilled the work is, the more easily it is shared. And yet, if you look around, you can see that many people also began at the beginning. And with self-esteem, it is the same. The more you learn, the stronger you become. You're allowed to focus on yourself, to appreciate what you are, who you are, what you can do. And you know what? I'm proud of you. I know that you can do it. And look at that. So many words, some of them quite long and complicated, while others just flowed by so easily. There might still be a soft need to say yes every now and then, but it will fade. And it's nice to just take a deep breath and let the last thoughts fade away. In a moment, I'm going to give a really nice suggestion. And it will find its way to figure out the part of your unconscious that can build on your self-esteem. Because in the end, all the change comes from inside. It's you doing it. I'm no more than a few words, a light, a guidance. All the steps you take are yours. You can be proud of those. Even something as simple as deciding to listen, letting it play to the end, following, reading and forming yourself. Every step you take to improve yourself is something that you're allowed to be proud of. And those steps don't have to be drastic. Real change is subtle. It takes time. Give yourself that time to change. You can't become skilled in just one moment. It takes many. You know, there's many stories about self-esteem, a lot of fairy tales and bedtime stories. I'm sure that I've forgotten so many of them by now that I almost wish I could tell them all. But we don't have that much time. Well, I mean, I know that I'm sure that a bedtime story right now would be lovely. And yet, I feel that if I tell a bedtime story now, you might just drift off to sleep completely. Not that that's a bad thing, obviously. Bedtime stories are nice. They allow us to snuggle up, get comfortable, and settle down to listen. To let yourself be inspired by the heroes of the story. And sometimes the heroes of the story are just a normal person doing normal things. Because there is a story in all of us. and there's a wonderful story in you. I wonder what adventures you will get up to tomorrow, or what kind of tales that you have from yesterday. Today, however, is a little different, because right now you're here listening. I know the story that you're experiencing, because you're listening to this right now. In a way, I'm writing your story, but I'm not really. I'm just teasing. But that's okay too. Listening and allowing yourself to be inspired by things around you is a very positive thing, because the world around us can be so inspiring. Sometimes we see what not to do, but most of the times we do get inspired by positive things. And I know you're a good person. You're capable. I look forward to see or hear or experience whatever you will create. Maybe something small, maybe something big. Who knows? That's not up to me. Oh, before I forget, I was going to tell a bedtime story. There's a book by a Dutch writer about two children living in an apartment building. And it's the usual children's novel stuff about how they get surprised by a bee, or how they're confused that their dog doesn't understand anything. But there's also very nice things about one day how they were really trying to help their mom with cleaning up, using the vacuum cleaner and mostly doing a good job. But unfortunately, some flowers did suffer and got sucked up in the vacuum cleaner. Aww. But the mom simply laughed a little and asked them to stop and put them to different tasks. And it made them feel good that they were able to help, that they were able to be useful, even if they weren't clear on exactly how a vacuum cleaner worked. They still tried it out, and when it didn't, listened and did something else. After all the cleaning was done, they were proud of their part in it, and they felt happy to have done something good, even if some flowers did, well, not entirely survive the process. Don't worry though, they lived close to a forest and it was easy to get some new ones from Mom. So everything turned out all right in the end. Now, I hope you've enjoyed the story. It's also time to wake again, so I'm going to count you up. And as I do, just take a moment to let your mind go through whatever you've heard. Put it in the place where it serves you best and it helps you out. I know that your unconscious can do this all by itself. One, two, slowly waking, three, four, more aware, five, six, almost there, seven, eight, almost awake, and nine, 10, wake. And welcome back.